You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Holy days in Jesus, they're all about Him. The government lies to us, and you guys know it. Well, organized religion lies to us, and now you know it if you've been listening to us. They're nothing but a bunch of liars in it for their own personal gain, deceived and infiltrated by Satan. So we're talking about the holy days and how every single one of them points to Jesus. Every single one of them, everything to do with it, is all about Jesus. He's our high priest. It's that simple. Do you know what a high priest does? Do you know what the duties of a high priest are? Don't you think that it's kind of important seeing how Jesus is our high priest? Maybe we should look at this stuff. Next, let's take a look at Pentecost, the birth of the church. This is an important day. You know, even the Pentecostal church doesn't keep this. You would think that out of all the holy days, Sabbath to everything else that's there, they would at least keep Pentecost because this is their claim to fame. But they don't keep it. They don't observe it. Leviticus 23:15. And you shall count for yourselves from the day after the Sabbath, from the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, in other words, from the day that Jesus was resurrected on the wave sheaf day, 7 Sabbaths shall be completed. Count 50 days to the day after the 7th Sabbath, and then you shall offer a new grain offering to the Lord, and you shall proclaim on that same day that it is a holy convocation to you. You shall do no customary work on it. It shall be a statute forever in your dwellings throughout your generations. This is the birth of the church. This is so important. Do you know that in the original Pentecost out in the wilderness that God gave Israel His laws? That's right. Moses is up on Mount Sinai and it's on Pentecost where God gives him the law. Exodus 19:16. Then it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there were thunderings and lightnings and a thick cloud on the mountain, and the sound of the trumpet was very loud, so that all the people who were in the camp trembled. And the sound of the trumpet, verse 17, and Moses brought the people out of the camp to meet with God, and they stood at the foot of the mountain. Now Mount Sinai was completely in smoke, because the Lord descended upon it in fire. Its smoke ascended like a smoke of a furnace. And the whole mountain quaked greatly. And when the blast of the trumpet sounded long and became louder and louder, Moses spoke and God answered him by voice. Then the Lord came down upon Mount Sinai on the top of the mountain, and the Lord called Moses to the top of the mountain, and Moses went up. Folks, this is the original Pentecost. 1 Corinthians 10:1. Moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware that all of our fathers were under the cloud, all passed through the sea. All were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. They all ate spiritual food, and they all drank that same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with most of them, God was not well pleased, for their bodies were scattered in the wilderness. When we come back to the next show, we're going to go through Acts chapter 2, verse 1, the Pentecost where the church was born, and explain that to you. Folks, it all is about Jesus.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.